We are asking the question this morning if identity politics has gone too far. We're going to be talking a little bit later in the show about this because an article in the Irish Times on Saturday has sparked a disgruntled reader to get in touch. The person was referencing an article in the Irish Times on paternity leave that had the headline, "Sorry if my heart doesn't bleed for straight white men at work." I did notice the headline on Saturday, Ciara. What do you make of this? You feel quite strongly about this, identifying people in generalised groups.
I have travelled a journey, like most of us do in life. And I would say if I went back 10 or 15 years, I might have...
Might you have used that term?
I don't know if I would have used that term, but I would have maybe lent into identity politics more than I would now. Now I am absolutely appalled by them. And the reason is this, is think about that headline. My heart doesn't bleed for straight white men. And now invert it. My heart doesn't bleed for gay black women. Like, you would never say it because it would be wrong to say it. And the reasons it would be wrong to say it is defining people by gender, by race, by sexuality, and then dismissing them is wrong. And it doesn't matter which gender, which race and which sexuality.
Would the counter argument be it's OK to push up, not to push down?
That's the idea of punching up and punching down.
I'm with the author, Matt
Haig, on this. He said punching up, punching down, it's all still punching. And I do think that I understand the issue. I'm a woman, right? So I understand the issue of privilege. I understand that men have had advantages in society going back forever and a day. I understand all of that. Privilege can be challenged. Privilege can be eroded and equality can be achieved without us having to denigrate and insult and castigate all straight white men like yourself, Shane, as absolute gits.
So yes to positive discrimination, no to generalise.
I don't like the term toxic masculinity. I don't like saying, a straight white man, what would he know? I don't like dismissing people based on their innate characteristics, and I don't care what characteristics they are. The fundamental issue of this identity politics is at one point it was people crapped on women and people of colour and people, LGBT people. Now it has been inverted, but it's still the same thing.
So the term straight
white man. Value people for what they do, not their characteristics.
The term straight white man.
It shouldn't be a negative.
Yeah.
Do you
think people shouldn't
gay
use
black
that
woman
term?
Shouldn't be a negative or a positive. We should.
I know you're not one for banning things and prohibiting, but do you think it shouldn't be used, that term?
Well, I think it should be challenged if it's used, and I think it should be held up as a skein of racism and a skein of discrimination, because I think you should accept that when the only people you can discriminate against, which it would appear to me to be now is the case, is straight white men and maybe Jews, to be honest. I think when you know, this is what people don't seem to have a problem with, or older people.
As a straight white man, I'm not...
Discrimination is wrong. It doesn't matter who it's against.
To play the counter argument, look, I agree with you.
I know you do.
I don't like those kind of generalised terms. There are good straight white men.
Of course there are.
But as a straight white man, I'm not discriminated against. Isn't that the counter argument? That maybe I do. I hate the phrase, check your privilege. I hate that phrase.
But have I had a
privilege?
You've had some privilege, I've no doubt, Shane. But at the same time, one of the issues, and I think this is it, I think when you go around telling disenfranchised straight white young men in Northern England that they're privileged when they can't get a job and when they don't feel that they have any power or agency in their own lives.
Or in parts of working class Dublin.
Yes,
or...
exactly. I think this leads to Trump, this leads to Brexit, this leads to populism, because those guys don't feel remotely privileged, and I don't think they are. Discrimination is wrong, in my view, based on these types of characteristics, irrespective of who you're talking about.
Okay, let us know what you make of it all. Has identity politics gone too far? The term straight white male, is it legitimate to use it? Is it fair to use it? 087 1400 106.